Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the bang.
Bang! What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here. Video Game Bang is back. And we are here with some exciting guests. I've never been this excited for a guest in my entire life. Let's just start with the person you're going to recognize the most. Demis Guys, what's up?
Wow, okay.
They know who you are.
Enthusiastic greeting. They... Fuck you too.
Oh, there's the crickets right there. Right on cue. Emma, I think we're going to hear a lot of crickets tonight. That's a long ass sound effect. I apologize. Can I stop that? Okay, thank you.
Wow, a Corey sound effect that's too long? What a fucking shock.
How dare you, first of all. Second of all, we're going to have a lot of crickets when we're talking about Death Stranding today. Because this game's not going to be good, everybody.
Corey, doesn't like that I'm happy. Corey does not appreciate that I have joy in my life about things
if
that
this
he
game
care
gives
about.
You joy, there's deeper issues. Honey.
See what I mean?
I'm on your side
honey
here.
Child.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
She's becoming quite the regular herself. We know her. We love her. Lexi, what's going on?
I'm chilling.
Just chilling?
I'm playing video games.
Good.
Video games.
Good. That's one of the prerequisites.
Hanging out with you great people.
Aw, you're too nice. Thank you so much. See, that's why you get a bigger, fanfare than Emma, because that was mean to me. If you check our Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/videogamebang, and you can see Emma took probably the best picture I've ever seen of her. But the sad part of that is that it's because she's being mean.
Yes.
She's
when I'm my happiest.
She has the most genuine smile because we take selfies.
Joy.
We take selfies before the show, and as she was taking the selfie, she made a little punchline calling me a boomer, and it made her so happy. It ended up taking the best photo I've ever seen of her. So
it's a good moment. I'm happy it's immortalized.
I'm glad that I can provide that for you. And then joining us on the show, he hasn't been here for a long time. I've been tracking him down. He's one of those stars from Sacramento that blew up, and then he doesn't return your phone calls anymore. But then his star started to, stop flickering as bright, and now he needed to come back to daddy.
I
feel like I just stepped in the middle of some sort of marital dispute that I don't want to be a part of.
Joey, what is going on, Joey? Former Nerd Reactor, that's how we met.
Yep.
Yeah. Blink if you need help.
No, Joey does not need that. No, Joey.
For the audio listeners, I'm blinking so fast. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's great to be back. It's been a while. How long has it been since? Oh, you know what? I think the last time I was here, we were talking about Fallout 4. That's how
no
long it's
way.
Been.
Really?
I think so.
Wow.
What's funny? I was looking at my Facebook timeline and 4 years ago, I said, hey, the embargo for the embargo lifted on that game. And I said, hey, we're reviewing Fallout 4 on Nerd Reactor. It's going to be fun.
Oh, we shot a video on that.
We shot a video.
I do remember that.
It was the best.
Yeah, you brought your weird friends over with a bunch of cameras and stuff.
Yes.
And we shot. I love that video.
It's so great.
Where does that live?
It's still on Nerd Reactor's YouTube page. You can look it up.
Nerd Reactor's review on Fallout 4. We did some acting in it.
Oscar-winning.
I need to see this.
Joaquin Phoenix, watch out.
And then the one thing that brings us together every single year is the Sacramento Gamers Expo, which is coming up very soon here on December 8th, where you will be a guest and hosting panels.
Yes.
This is your first panel hosting gig. How do you feel about it?
I'm so scared.
Come on.
No, I'm
you're
excited.
You're an old hat.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm gonna be like, hey, who has a question for these guys? It's going to be fun. The people on that panel are going to be Kenny James, the voice of Bowser from the Mario games, in case you guys didn't know.
So you're
going to
have Bowser... The real Bowser.
The real Bowser.
Wow, okay.
And one of the Darth Vaders, see Andrew Nelson, and the other guy, Five Nights at Freddy's, I forgot his name.
Kellen Goff.
Yes, thank
wow.
you.
Wow, from Five moderator Nights at Freddy's. Doesn't even know their names.
I don't.
Wow.
You have to do some research.
Isn't it,
zero out of 10,
isn't it,
won't go to
wait,
the panel.
Isn't it his last name Jeff? Is it spelled G-E-O-F-F?
No.
Jeff is a first name, my friend. Spelled...
Yes, but you know, some people are weird.
Does
and
he have two first
names? He's one of those guys.
I know.
I'm really not going to the channel.
Ouch.
I don't agree with two first names. I don't agree with their lifestyle.
Oh, boy.
I'm doing so good already, and I haven't even started.
We're usually so good in the two first name demographic, and that's just out the window now. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Emma.
Fuck him.
Kellen Goff is his name. G-O-F-F.
Okay, G-O-F.
It could be a typo on the website. I don't know.
Nah, it's. I'm sure it's Goff.
We're excited, though. Fifth anniversary. It's one of the most heartfelt events of the year. I feel like this and the Sac Gamers Expo are still in that stage where they're fun to go to because there's quite a few other people. Mm-hmm. But if the show hasn't gotten so big where it loses its soul or anything.
Exactly.
So you go there. It's a lot of the repeat people who just enjoy it. You know, and they bring in the younger people and they remember you and stuff because we're doing a panel there again this year, too. Mm-hmm. But they got loaded guests again with Andre Meadows, Black Nerd, Austin Lockwood, YouTuber, Arlo. They always have this puppet guy show up.
Arlo.
Too.
Arlo's Arlo, the greatest.
And then it's they got like a museum. So you can see a bunch of. I love that. That's their headliner. If you go to their guest list, the Sega Pluto 1 prototype will be on display. That goes above the Bowser voice actor, above us. Like, that's their draw.
It's the first thing you see.
Yeah. I hope he puts a good panel. You should be moderating that one.
I should.
Yeah. Another thing about you, too. Weird coincidence.
What? Ooh, coincidence. I like coincidences.
My wife and I have become quite the Hobo Johnson fans.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear God.
And my wife was stalking him so much, so she scrolled all the way back through his Instagram to his very first photo. And
okay,
Joey,
out her like that?
I'm in his first Instagram photo.
If you go to Hobo Johnson's Instagram, within the first like three or four posts that are on there, like his furthest, oldest back ones, you guys are sitting in like a high school theater. Or something.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I knew him when he was known as Frank, and we had a film class in college together. We did was it film production class? Yeah, so he was operating the boom mic on this project, and I don't think he cared much about that class, to be honest. But then I heard, oh, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to pursue music, and I'm like, oh, cool, good luck with that. Honest to God, good luck with that. And now it's like, oh,
I guess
he doesn't return my messages now. Good for you.
It was just crazy coincidence. Have you actually reached out to him or anything?
I reached out to him once saying, hey, congrats on all the big fame game and stuff. And
Nothing back.
But, you know, he probably gets messages all the time. I don't take it personal. But yeah.
I also ignore DMs from people I don't want to talk to.
True.
Oh, man. He used to tweet a lot about League of Legends, which I always thought was kind of interesting.
That is interesting.
And then he stopped, like, all the gamer stuff.
Because it makes him look like a freaking nerd.
Yeah, but I mean, that's... Nerds are cool.
They are. Okay. They are.
I feel like we could all sit here and tell ourselves that, but we're still nerds.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I just thought that was kind of interesting fanfare. One more thing I want to talk about before we get into the show is I wanted to tell the listenership last week, but I held off the extra day. I'm proud and happy to tell everybody I'm going to be a dad here pretty soon.
That makes me a grandfather.
You're an Uncle Joey.
Yay!
Uncle Joey.
That's so cute. Congrats, man.
Yeah, we did a little announcement on social media. People were so nice and stuff. And you know,
wearing your new hat?
No, I'm not wearing my. I did an announcement video. Because
he went all out.
I do content.
It's amazing.
It was awesome. The comments that make you choke up. I'm going to be the worst dad. I'm going to be like the crying dad that just cries and gets so proud all the time. Sweet. Like Cats in the Cradle stuff. But,
okay, hoping for a girl or a boy?
That is the question.
This is a tricky subject because this is recorded and it's here for posterity. So years from now, the child can go back. And if it's not whatever you say right now, you have ruined their life.
This is the last thing that I think my child would want to go back and listen to.
Do you mean you're not going to like put them all on CDs and present them to your child?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like you're going to be that dad.
I probably will be that dad. But
what's a CD at that point?
Exactly.
The last thing I sit there and wonder is like, yeah, I wish my dad had microphones and, you know, recorded himself. Yeah. I wouldn't listen to that shit. But yeah, it's an exciting new turn in life. So if you guys notice, we've been missing Saturdays and the shows have been a little like less consistent. It's largely because I'm just super excited. There's doctor's appointments, and every free second that I have, I've just been spending getting prepared and, you know, taking care of myself. So thank you guys so much who've sent kind words on Twitter and DMs and stuff. The listeners that, you know, follow on Twitter that knew it, I appreciate it so much. And it's going to be an interesting year. But enough of that. It's time for... What You Playing? That is the What You Playing theme song.
That's the sound of our podcast getting shut down.
I inserted the crackles so we don't get copyrighted.
Oh, hide from the Nintendo ninjas.
Exactly. let's start with Lexi. What you been playing?
Sure, other than League of Legends. I got to Silver, guys.
Oh, you did?
Come at
me. Proud of you.
Yo. So
Road to gold.
Is this your first time in Silver? How'd you get there?
No, last season I was in Silver. Oh. So I'm trying to get to gold before the end of this season, which is like the 24th, I think, of this month.
League of Legends is more complicated, right? Because isn't there like micro layers? So you're in Silver 4, then Silver 2? Or yeah. How does it work?
So it's right like now I'm Silver 4.
Okay. You know but, you're one player. I'm sorry. Never
to basically rank up, if you won like 5 games straight, you would be in promos because you earn about 20 LP, which is like the points you earn per game. And so the next like layer, I guess, would be Silver 3. So if you win 5 games, get into promos for Silver 3. And then in promos, wow. You have like 5 games, and so you have to win like 3 of the 5, but that's like for like Silver 1 level. For like Silver 4 through 2, it's you win 2 of the 3 games.
Did you so pick kinda, up any of that, Joey?
I feel sorry. Like you ever you, did you
if
see
you
that
play
SNL
League
sketch?
You'll know what I'm talking about.
I know it's so great that you know it, but damn, that's nerdy.
Yeah. Did you see that SNL skit like 2 weeks ago with Chance
what?
The Rapper, where he plays a League of Legends not commentator but like a
no way.
On the field reporter, but he usually reports on sports, but he was hired to do League of Legends and he doesn't know what anyone's
up.
Talking
okay,
about.
Okay, that
I
need
to watch I have
that.
To watch this.
It was done well. I'll give
really?
It that. Yeah, it could have been done a lot worse. There was a few boomer moments in there, though, where
I thought
like,
that they were just obvious jokes. I still thought it was funny.
I need to go watch
this. It definitely had boomer jokes in it.
It
still.
Did.
That's hilarious.
But it was good. I'll give them that. It was good.
Trying
so
to
you got
rank
the silver.
Up.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep us updated
that.
on the journey.
The goal is to get to gold this season, so we'll see.
What else have you been playing?
Kingdom Hearts 3, because I'm a huge Kingdom Hearts fan. Been chilling on that, but I mean, it's like it's not Kingdom Hearts 1 or 2, but you know, we've waited like 11 years for it, so it is what it is. I'm not mad at it, but there's some parts that I have been kind
of. Is this your first playthrough of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is. So.
How long have you been working on this one?
For a couple of months now.
Couple months?
I have work. Hello.
You didn't get it on launch day?
I did get it on launch day for my birthday last year. No. It came out December last year.
It came out January. Close enough.
So I got it on launch day. It was a birthday gift to me. Mm-hmm. And been playing it on and off, but yeah, so I'm still working through it. Most of my time is spent on League, so
yeah, I get
at
that.
The moment mm-hmm. because I'm trying to rank up before the season ends.
And then you play in the how long do they give you in between seasons?
I think the next season is like spring-ish. So I was kind of late on
this
season.
Wow, that's a lot of downtime.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Whoa, okay. So you kind of get enough time to like practice other champs, which I'm hoping to do. So I'm not just a Jinx main.
So that makes sense.
Anybody
want to
play ADC main?
I'm listening to you like, I want to get gold this season. I'm kind of like, I mean, just get it next season. But if there's such a long wait, because the only thing I play competitive in is Overwatch, like they end a season and then the next season starts like 2 days later.
Yeah.
So I'm like, but that makes more
they
sense.
They give you
like
a little wiggle room. It's because also if you guys are watching Worlds, they're having that come up too. And then they're dropping the new song. So all that's happening right now.
That's all
now.
I care about.
Oh, the new song.
Yeah.
They got a lot to live up to. Because making hit songs are hard. Trust me, I've tried.
But League does it all. Let's just say that.
But they've never had anything like KDA.
Yeah, it's gotta follow in those footsteps.
Hey, we had Legends Never Die, and that song is my jam too. Have y'all heard that?
Does anybody know that song?
Nope.
It's so good. Y'all have to look it up. I swear, it'll be your jam for the next week.
I doubt that. Let's see. Should we go to next? Let's do Emma Skies. What you been playing?
A whole lot of fucking nothing because my computer's been dead.
Oh, yeah, your computer died, but you had the good people at Tech2U repair it, right?
Yes, yeah. No, it was super quick. So my computer died, and it's reminding me, like, the worst thing about streaming is that, like, you get to that part where, like, anytime you're doing content creating, like, when you're doing something, you feel guilty because it could be content. So, like, I should only be doing this when I'm recording or
when
I'm streaming.
That's not
a
way to live.
I can't play any of my games because I'm not streaming.
That is not the way to live.
So, I finally finished installing. Like, I have to reinstall everything on my computer tonight so I can start streaming in tomorrow. So, I haven't been playing shit.
So, do you have to, like, reset up Streamlabs and everything, like, because of that?
Kind of.
Or is it saved, like, in the app when you log in?
I turned on... I had an OBS backup from a while ago, and I didn't know where it was, and I didn't know if it made it when my drives, like, got reconfigured with this whenever they fixed my computer. So I was like, I don't know where even I'd begin to find it. And I just hit the button on Streamlabs OBS. It says, I have a backup, and it just found it somewhere in the annals of my computer.
That's scary.
Yeah, I was a little scary. I don't know where that came from, but okay. So it's like a 2-month-old backup. So, like, there's some shit that I have to fix, but at least I'm not starting from scratch.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, my chatbot, I'm starting from scratch. Like, I have to redo all my commands and all my quotes and... gonna be a whole ass thing.
Joey, you've been in the YouTube game a long time, but I haven't known you to stream. Why haven't you gotten into that realm?
You know, I've actually recently tried to get into it again with Mixer. Just because it's like,
you're a Mixer guy, huh?
It's so much easier than having to edit content.
It is.
Wait, what
it?
Do you but mean? Then I'm like, like, as far as comparison to Mixer and Twitch, I would like to hear this.
No, I think she's talking about
just
streaming.
She's talking streaming compared to
like having to record a video and edit the video post.
You
like,
see,
just
you,
going live.
Yeah, you, technically it is easier, but it also frustrates me more. I don't know why, it just does. And especially since my upload speeds are terrible, so it's hard to stream.
I streamed for probably a year on a 3.5 upload.
That's bad. I got 5, so.
No excuses, Joey.
I'm just saying, it can be
those
streams, man.
Here's the thing. I don't enjoy streaming as much as I do video making, because while I'm streaming, I'm like, I should really be working on my next video right now.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's my excuse there.
Okay. Do you edit all your own stuff, too?
Yes.
Nice.
I think 2 videos this year, though, were edited by my friend Scott, but now I'm just like, I don't have any money to pay any editor, so.
It's a whole different animal, the YouTube, like, creation process versus streaming, and it has to do with your personality type.
Yes.
Because while you can sit there and edit for hours and hours in a dark room, that probably is easier for you than jumping in front of a crowd of 15 people and feeling like you have to be, you know, entertaining, babysitting people for a while.
That's the hard part about streaming, is people will say that, you know, you're just sitting at, like, you're just sitting down playing video games, but, like, you're
an
on
entertainer.
You have to be on.
It's
all
a
the
lot
time.
Of
it
energy
sucks.
Yeah. And but I will say, like, the 2 times I streamed this year, I just streamed Doom because I love Doom. It's like,
hell yeah.
It was a lot of fun, though, and I'm just like, huh, I'm actually quite charming
and
on camera.
You were really good on camera, too. That's a rare mix to be the person who can shoot your own content and then go in and edit it. I have a guy that I work with at Energy at the Shock. He's actually, like, the 4th longest tenured employee there. He's, you know, came after me, named Julian, and he is an editor, man. He just will go for days on end just editing, and that's his happy place, and he's fucking good at it. And that's what he wants to do. And for me, I can't understand that, man. You know, there's a million other things I'd rather be doing.
If you're an editor, you use Premiere Pro?
Yes.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Why does Premiere Pro hate iPhone videos, and why can't I do anything about it?
I honestly have no idea, because I've never edited with iPhone videos.
Mm. You are useless to me.
Sound like my wife. And I'm just kidding.
We could go to Joey now, man. What you been playing?
I've been playing Luigi's Mansion 3.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I was not expecting to love that game as much as I do.
What's so great about it?
It's, you just go into a room and you just suck up everything, even the ghosts. And I don't know.
Wait,
I just love
what?
It.
What? I thought the whole point of the game was
why
sucking up
so
the ghosts.
Here's the thing.
Why do you say even the ghosts?
Well, here's the thing. You collect money in the game. Because at the end of the game, you, like, you take all the money and you build a new hotel for yourself. Same with the first game with the mansion. So you're just going around and you got to get all the money. And it's all within like couches and like everything. Mm. Like say this room was a room in Luigi's Mansion. Yeah. It's just everything in it would be gone if I was playing. Like,
and that's what you like about it.
Yeah, but it's also really charming. Like it's okay. Animated like a Pixar movie. It just looks so cool. Damn good. And it's also just really fun to play. It controls like a dream. Like you have this little companion called Gooigi.
Oh, I've heard. We've seen the memes, baby.
Gooigi is the best. He is the best. You can swap between him and Gooigi, and it helps you solve puzzles, which makes the puzzles just even better and more fun to solve. And it's just a really fun game. It might be one of my favorite games of the year.
Waluigi? Is he a thing yet?
Smash JT. Hey, what's up, buddy? What was that?
Is Waluigi a thing yet?
Not yet. But if we all put hashtag Waluigi and it trends.
It's worked for Smash, right?
It works for Smash. Yes.
This is going to be an interesting dynamic because as you're geeking out over a Nintendo game, Emma Skies hates Nintendo with a seething passion.
I really don't.
I had a feeling like that was a little exaggerated.
Yeah, well, no, a little really exaggerated. Don't. She. Yeah.
I'm indifferent to Nintendo.
Which is impossible.
I'm indifferent to Nintendo.
You either like it or you don't. You can't.
I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Yes, you do.
Wait.
So, did you ever play the Zelda games growing up? Did you ever play?
She hasn't. Keep trying. We've done this with her.
Oh, damn. Then that's why she's indifferent. Because
I just never had it. It's not that I dislike it, and I didn't not play them for a reason.
I get that. Okay.
But I also don't seek it out because I don't have that nostalgia factor, and it's like not games that like look appealing to me for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not into it, I kind of look at Nintendo's announcements, and I'm like, it's like the same four
games.
Oh,
that's cool.
I get it. Yeah. But I'm also disappointed.
But like, if you're into that, then you want to see those four games every single time. Those are the four games that you want.
So would you ever try playing like Smash Bros or something?
I mean, I would. Like we've played Mario Party. Around with Smash in here. I don't think I've ever played Mario Party. I played some Mario Kart last weekend.
Mario Kart.
Yes. We got a yikes in the chat.
Yeah. Ah, Miss Click. I'm so glad you're here.
You know,
please.
It's just not my thing. I'm sorry.
Please help me over here.
And it's one of those things where like I don't care enough to put the money into like getting a Switch. I had a Game Boy. I had a Game Boy Advance. I had a Nintendo DS.
We need donations to get her a Nintendo.
Everyone start a GoFundMe.
I think.
And then I will take those donations and buy something I actually want.
What bothers me? See, that is not indifference. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
That is not indifference.
He said no.
Indifference is saying, we will buy you one. And she goes, no, I don't want it. I'd rather get something I actually want. That's not indifference.
I'm like, I would rather get something I'm not indifferent to.
Everyone wants a Switch. They just don't know it yet.
Yes.
What I would really like, so I've actually been able to like sit down with a Switch recently, and I love the concept of the Switch. I love the concept of a portable like console. I just want it as an Xbox.
But they have a lot of the same games at this point.
Yeah. But like they don't have Halo and they don't have Gears.
Well, of course they don't.
Those are exclusive.
Xbox or PlayStation.
That's why I want
exclusive.
It as an Xbox. Oh, you understand my point
okay.
here.
My guy.
But then Nintendo has its exclusive. So like we're saying.
But I don't care
like,
about the Nintendo exclusive.
Thank you, Smash JT. The Switch may just be the greatest console of all time. These are my
I'm
peeps,
sure
by the way.
Like, if you're really into that, it's
bomb. Oh God, we've been raided, everybody.
Vanilla Soups says, I'm with you. I want an Xbox Switch. Thank you.
But my guy Vanilla Soup also owns a Switch and an Xbox. He's a fan of both, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think you can be indifferent to Mario.
You can.
Yeah. He's the godfather of video games. You kiss the ring.
He's Italian.
You're with him or you're against him.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I feel like you're against him.
I just don't care for Mario.
So team Xbox all the way. Or team PlayStation.
So I'm
PC Master Race.
I also don't really give a shit about the whole console wars thing. That like pisses me off when people
it's
try
annoying,
to get that.
Really.
I have a preference for Xbox, but I have both Xbox and PlayStation, and in a perfect world I will always have both.
Yeah.
But I will wait to get the PlayStation. I'll get the Xbox on launch and I'll wait to get the PlayStation, you know?
Yeah.
So I would rather have both, and now I have a PC that I don't really like. I don't do PC gaming, but if something's exclusive to the PC, then now I have one that I can play on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to hear something that'll really make people mad?
Uh oh. Here we go.
I'm scared.
I will only play something on PC if it's not on Xbox or PlayStation. Like, if it is, the only reason I would play something on PC for the most part is if it were exclusively on PC.
That's fair. You know, I have a PC too. I have a pretty powerful PC also, but
brag about it right now.
I love, yes. It's not even like a 2070. It's just a 16. It's fine. But it's also like, I love playing games on console still. Like, I got a big, huge 4K TV
right,
in my living room.
Right, it's just a nicer experience. It's a more comfortable experience.
It is 100%.
I will say
not.
It's a more comfortable experience.
Yeah, just plop on the couch.
Like, they're like, but it's only 60 FPS. And I'm like, I could not care less.
People complain about only 60 FPS these days. It's, I know, they're like, sad and true.
They're like, well, I'm going to go play in 8,000 FPS. And I'm like, I don't care.
I don't see.
You have to experience it. Well, and you will, if you, once you get to sit down, I'm sure at the Fire Up Lounge.
Well, yeah, I've been on the PCs at work and I can see that they're running at 144 hertz. And
are
I
they
don't
going 144
care.
Or are they,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Are they beyond?
I have a 144 hertz monitor too and I still can't tell the difference.
But. Oh, it's so different. It's like
care.
Listening to
chats
a
record. Chats with us like, too. They're like, yeah, I got a PC, hard to play games on it.
So. I have a cardboard PC. So you I do. Feel like if I actually sat down like you, like, and compared, your the reaction would be like,
your biggest reaction would probably be definitely in how it looks, but in how smoothly it runs.
Yeah.
Here's
like
the
not chugging, the not like struggling to open apps and things like that, you know.
For Overwatch, for example, on my PC, I have a pretty powerful PC. It's probably not as powerful as Joey's or whatever, but
what you packing, boy?
I got a 980 Ti.
That's actually really good.
It's good. Yeah. It's good, but it's a little dated, but you know, I could run Overwatch at max settings easy.
Yeah.
But for the competitive advantage to get every single frame, I run it on low everything.
Mm.
So I have the power, and I'm not even playing it on max settings. Yeah. And most games I don't, because I like the performance over the looks.
Yeah, you see, I'm more of a single player guy, so it's like, why did I get a 144 hertz monitor?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. I can see that. It's fair. For my Whatcha Bit playing, I finished. I was way too addicted, guys, to the Outer Worlds.
Don't tell me a goddamn thing.
I won't tell you a goddamn thing.
I've been able
to
play this for a week. I'm dying.
I won't ruin anything story-wise, but I will say it's a little shorter than I expected.
That's what I've heard from everybody after they
finish
it.
Isn't it like 20-30 hours? Something like that.
That's probably about right.
You know, it sounds long, but it's not for a game like that.
It's one of those games where I bet you could blast through it in 10 if you just went through.
Yeah, you can speedrun it in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
What?
They put a thing in there where, like, you can basically finish the game in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or, like, 25 or something like that.
Or you could read every single little data chip and thing, and you could
spend every single side
1,000 hours in that game. Yeah. Easy.
Gotcha. I've only played about, like, 5 hours of that game so far, because that game came out, like, the day before, was it Luigi's Mansion 3? I don't remember. Some game. And so, but I've done a lot more talking and conversing than like combat and stuff, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, no, the game is solid. Everything,
it's so good.
Everything I said last week still holds up 100%. I love this game so much. I'm achievement hunting for the first time in years.
I love that feeling.
That's I haven't done that in a long time, but I was like, oh, let's do a little window G. You know, go through the achievements and see what I haven't done yet. And so now I'm just going through.
Hit that Xbox
Is it your
hit that Xbox.
I'm playing it on the PC, and it was a phenomenal experience. Like, I felt the accuracy of my click and aim. It was hit scan, so I felt like I was playing Overwatch in a lot of ways. Nice. Like, my Overwatch skills carried over, so I was hitting skill shots, and it was like I was challenging myself to quick scope things. I just I just had fun. Just the, what do they call it? The toy box factor of the game, of just walking around the Outlands and shooting things, because the combat system is pleasant.
Are you playing on Game Pass or did you buy it?
Game Pass.
Okay, so you still get the Xbox achievements on PC. That's
you do.
Great.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
Fantastic.
I have Game Pass Ultimate and I cannot figure out how to get it on my PC.
It took me a while too, because it's like,
it's a hassle.
For some reason, it wouldn't let me even download it for like weeks.
Yeah.
It was, because it's in beta testing. We don't let everyone in yet. And I'm like, I'm paying for Ultimate. Let me in.
Yeah, I had that same experience.
Did you do the thing where like you got a bunch of months and then you upgraded for the dollar?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I did that I stacked 3 years of Xbox Live and then upgraded it all.
Well, it's funny. I won an Xbox One X, so I got all the little stuff in there. It was
a
win.
What's up with people on this show and winning consoles? You and our boy Skip.
I know.
I'm working a launch day Xbox.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I can't. I'm like waiting for it to poop out.
To get it red rings somehow.
Like, we didn't even put red LEDs in it, but it's going to red ring.
Dang.
I will say this game jebaited me in one way, because I was playing pretty much loosely following the main quest line, and I would try and store up all the missions I had for one specific planet and go there. And in the Star Tracker thing where you can choose what planet you go to, mm-hmm. there's a bunch of planets on there that I just assumed were playable or landable.
Oh, yeah. No.
And
it says on there, like, if you actually read it and try to click on it, it'll say this planet is uninhabitable and gives it a little tiny bit of lore from your map. But idiot me was just thinking, oh, man, either the quest is going to take me there. So I'm thinking, man, I have so much more left in this game. Like, I'm probably only halfway through because I haven't even been to four of these planets. Mm-hmm. And then after you – and here's the thing. When it tells you, like, are you sure you want to go into this mission? It's saying it because there's no end game. So once you beat the story, you're done. And you can go to a prior save point or go through. So I still had a few open missions that I was like,
that you can't go back and finish?
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I wish I would have known because now I had to go back to a previous save point. Now I'm like retroactively going through and closing stuff out before I finish it. But
interesting.
But still, that aside, this game feels kind of like
Spider-Man? Do you feel like Spider-Man?
I feel like I'm Spider-Man. Exactly. You put it into words.
I'm glad you laughed at that. I'm glad that landed.
The thing is, I feel like they can go so much further and so much deeper in another game, but maybe this was a proof of concept because Obsidian has a history of successful games, but they're all other people's franchises, OPP. So they're doing South Park games. They're doing Knights of the Old Republic games, Fallout games. This was one of their own that it feels like they put a lot of effort into. And if it pays off, I really expect this next one to be as big as maybe a Mass Effect or something.
Do you think they would upgrade it or have like the capability for online play?
I don't want it. I saw what happened.
Well, of course everybody doesn't want it because of Fallout 76.
Exactly.
But
if Bethesda couldn't do it,
I'm just sick of as a service as a whole.
Yeah, like, I'm sick of games as a service, and I don't like when they do that because I feel like the campaign, the narrative gets lost in that because I feel like they don't have to focus as much on the narrative when it's not the only thing in there. So like, okay, well, we can slack a little bit on this narrative because there's going to be all this online play, and that's where people are really going to spend their money, so we're going to focus on that. I'm like, no, just give me a good story.
Yes.
That's what I want.
This game proved that they can really put together a really funny world that has depth and that you want to be in and play. Now they just need to crank it up to 11.
Yeah.
I think maybe those planets will be playable through hopefully some DLC.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So, are you going to get it on Switch?
No.
Is it coming to Switch?
No. It's coming to Switch.
Really?
That's the thing is, like, the Switch where, like, things come out for that. Well, it's not bad, but, like, when Overwatch came out for the Switch or, like, Rocket League on the Switch, I'm just like, that doesn't seem like a comfortable way to play that game.
You'd be surprised.
But you can travel with it. That's the difference.
That's the good part.
The portability.
But, like, people that have it as, like, their main console.
You can
plug a Pro controller, in my opinion, is just as good as an Xbox controller.
Oh, that's right. You can plug controllers into it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, you don't plug it in. I mean, it's 2019. Boomer.
got her.
It's not even the phrase is okay, boomer.
Whatever.
Okay.
I just boomed the boomer joke.
I'm so proud of this community.
Let's get into a little bit of gaming news because there is a whole lot. So to do that, we're going to play our Playing the News theme song. Here we go. News.
That didn't sound like there was any hissing or fizzing in that at all. I think the ninjas are coming for us.
That is our news theme song. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, but I wanted to start with one because I feel like I've been talking a lot and I just want to take a break from talking. So Emma, Death Stranding is coming out. Give us your final thoughts. This is the final time to pitch it to the masses. Sell me on it. Sell everybody. Why should we care about this game?
I'm really excited about it. If you're not excited about it, you shouldn't buy it.
But what are you excited about? You don't even know what the story's going to be about.
I am intrigued by what I've seen. So here's the thing. This came up. Babies.
Babies.
This came up recently because I'm so off topic now. I can't even think of what I was saying. Babies.
Had to do it.
Goddamn babies.
Like, I like getting teased on a story and not spoon-fed what it is. I want to have a mystery going in. I don't know what this is about. I'm great with that. I want to discover it over the course of this game. I'm intrigued enough by, like, the trailers And you know what? Maybe it turns out that it's a shitty game and I don't have fun with it. And that's okay. That's my mistake. That is my choice. But I'm excited about it right now. And I don't know why you won't let me just be happy about things.
The mystery, like, is what's intriguing about
it. It is.
I would agree. Yeah.
Like, it's got me enough to where I'm like, okay, I'll put money down and I'll buy this game because this story looks crazy. And that's what I go for in a game, is a story. Mm-hmm. And... you know, if it doesn't follow through, it doesn't follow through. And we'll talk about that, too.
I honestly just want to know what happens to these babies. Like, I don't understand.
Right? Like, what is the breach baby? I'm pretty sure the acting theory on it is that, because you saw one of the trailers, one of the guys gets kind of, quote unquote, taken or grabbed by these invisible things that we can't see, and it rapidly ages him. And so I think the working theory on the breach babies is that
they keep you young.
It's a reincarnation kind of a thing. Because, like, before he gets grabbed by whatever it is, he kills himself and he, like, makes a really big deal of trying to do it. Like, he loses his gun, so he stabs himself a bunch of times. And then the baby does the same, like, thumbs up that the guy did. So you're like, oh, okay, so it's him. And then the rapid aging, it's going to be crazy. I'm excited.
It's wild.
So it's got me intrigued, and I like that. Like, I don't know what the end game is, and that's good. I don't, like, I want mysterious things.
That's all good. Okay, go ahead, Joey. Please.
Here's the thing. If you haven't played this game yet, shut the fuck up. You don't deserve an opinion. Like, seriously. Oh my God, just stop. Like, I don't know how I'm going to feel about this game when I get it. Like, I'm going to red box it because A, I'm poor, and B, I don't know how I'm going to like it. And if I wind up not liking it, that's fine. If I wind up liking it, that's even better. But it's also like, I've seen so many people on Twitter, because I spend way too much time on Twitter.
You do. That's true. I do as well, but you're on there a lot.
Yeah, and then I see them just try and destroy this game after just a few trailers, and I'm like,
just let people be excited.
Yes, exactly. Let them be excited. And also, if you haven't played it yet, maybe give it a shot. Maybe form an actual opinion and not just formulate it off of some trailers that you saw or some reviews.
And gameplay. Mm-hmm. And gameplay we've seen. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that for me, the story being confusing isn't a turnoff for me. I mean, it is, but that's not like a reason I'll go out and not play the game. The thing for me is just the gameplay looks boring as balls. Every time they show it, it's just a guy walking around, setting up ladders, taking things down. I've seen a little tiny bit of combat, and it did not look... It looked like GTA combat, you know, where you swing through people and stuff, and you kind of clip them. You know, it didn't feel like Assassin's Creed or something. So, to me...
But it's not Assassin's Creed.
But have you played it?
But there's combat in the game, and the combat looks wonky. So... I don't think it's going to be a game.
I think it's a combat-based game. I feel like it's going to be a more story-driven game, and that's what's making everybody like more intrigued to play it, because they're like, what is the story? What is this going to be? You know?
It's literally about building bridges. Yeah. And that's where
his name is Sam Bridges.
And I think his middle name is something else. It's like Doc today. Or something, like a freaking ship. So
yeah,
very subtle there, Kojima. Proud of you. But it's real.
Like, I'm excited. And, like, you know what? Honestly, I would have gotten this game from Mads Mikkelsen. I'll get anything that man is in. I watched Polar, and that movie was bad. That was a bad movie.
Not to be confused with Arctic, which
came out at the same fucking time. Arctic and Polar, both starring Mads Mikkelsen, came out at the same time, and I could not figure out what I was watching.
They're both completely different movies.
That was weird. But, like, crazy. Mads Mikkelsen's in it. Norman Reedus is in it. Lea Seydoux is in it. Guillermo del Toro makes an appearance. Mm-hmm. I am forgetting names.
Our boy Troy Baker.
Troy Baker, obviously, and Nolan North is in it.
He's in it?
I think so.
He's probably in it.
I would assume so.
Nolan North does everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone else get some food in their mouth? Damn, Nolan North, calm down.
Conan O'Brien's in it.
Was that fake?
Oh,
no,
God.
It's real.
This game's a joke.
It's so funny.
Never playing it. Worst game of the year.
It looks... It's a cameo.
Conan's really in this?
Because he did a segment on it on his show.
So this game's not taking itself seriously.
I mean, Edgar Wright's in it, too.
Did you guys see
really?
That's
awesome.
The little, like, blurb that Rick and Morty put out of it. That was pretty funny. You guys should watch.
Are they going to be in the game, too?
I don't know.
Jeez. He had the baby.
I'm excited. And I also just, like, don't give a shit. Corey keeps trying to shit on me for this. And, like, I don't know. I think trying to, like, make me mad. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like,
fuck the hate.
Don't buy it. That's fine. Just don't buy it.
I won't fucking buy it. I won't.
I'm going to go get it tomorrow
night.
What
do you think your rating's going to be? Like, what's your estimated rating?
I have no idea because I don't know what it is.
On a scale of 1 to 500.
Here's the thing that I'm genuinely excited about, though, is because Emma will tell it straight after she plays the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people will be so hyped on something, and then when it comes out and it's bad, they defend it to the grave. What I respect about Emma so is that when a game is bad, she will call it out. So I'm expecting a...
And I'm even more upset if I've been excited for it.
I'm really excited for your review because I think it's not going to be good, but if it is, more power to it.
I'll be streaming it.
Watch those streams. You going to stream it at FireUp, or are you going to do this at the home?
Not at home.
Okay. Next story, BlizzCon. So BlizzCon was here. It was a little underwhelming, in my opinion. The stage show was very, very short. Did everybody here catch the stage show or just highlights?
I didn't watch anything. I just know what was announced.
I forgot BlizzCon was even happening that day. And I'm like, oh, what's this I hear about Overwatch 2? Must be a joke. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
What's crazy is that we learned way more, I think, about Overwatch 2 in the leaks than we did the stage show.
Didn't he say that? Like, didn't Jeff Kaplan say that when he came out on stage? He's like, thank you for telling me what we're going to announce today.
Yeah. Dang. He said, oh, I forgot what I was going to announce. Here, let me pull out my phone and go to like Kotaku or something like that. Like, he made some joke about
pulling
out his
phone. You're giving the leakers a platform. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Don't do that.
Acknowledging it was cute, you know, but it's like, no, because now
it's just like the company, like everything got leaked. Be fucking better. How does this happen to you?
Oh my God.
It was pretty rough, but no real surprises. What was even worse is that there was no details on release dates, even
new
characters.
I have a theory on that.
What do you got?
Oh, I'm pretty sure they announced a bunch of shit and they did a bunch of flowery language because they wanted to get people's minds off of their fuck-ups with the with Hearthstone.
Yep,
well,
I
with
agree.
The stuff with China.
Yeah.
Which they tried to address at the very top, very beginning of
the... They said some words.
It was... I don't know who their CEO guy's name is.
I forgot.
The guy with the long hair.
Whatever.
He who came cares? Out. It was an apology. It wasn't as bad as someone saying, I'm sorry you guys took it that way type
of deal.
I'm
sorry you feel that
it
way.
It wasn't one of
don't
those.
Don't you all have phones?
It was. Oh, I'm God. Sorry we did this, but also we're not going to reverse his ban.
We're not going to specifically say what we did wrong.
Well, exactly. They did lower the penalties.
Mean
well, because what he did was against their rules. Like, it is a video gaming thing. Whether it's wrong or right, they don't want politics and acts like that on their thing. They went way overboard in the penalty that they gave him.
I'm sure if somebody said something about the gubernatorial races last night, they definitely would have banned them for 6 months. Totally.
Maybe. You know, and that would be reasonable, at least a lifetime ban. Mm. They definitely wouldn't have given a lifetime ban. I'm agreeing with you, but saying I think you're a little too negative about it.
Here's what I think. I definitely think they planned to announce these games like way before the fiasco happened.
Right.
But it was also in response to their last show last year, which had Diablo Immortal. So
that they had a lot. They were already in the hole when you think about last year's BlizzCon.
Yeah.
Ash
and
was
the
only
crazy,
good thing to come
Diablo
out.
Immortal was still not out. It was still a playable demo at BlizzCon. And it was like the same thing that it was last year.
Good God.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
Making cinematics, because goddamn, that was...
They should just be a cinematic.
They really
honestly,
should. Yeah. That Diablo cinematic was... movie theater. It was better than their Warcraft movie.
Wow. Do they well, for one, everything's better than the Warcraft movie. Two, but do they hire Blur Studios to do that, or do they do that all in house?
No idea.
I think it's all in house.
That's they're so good at that, man.
They got
I know,
the guy
well,
from
I
Game
know
of
the,
Thrones.
Really? What about who what?
They
about
had the Games? Guy from Game of Thrones. Man, I tried to block that show out of my memory. I forgot all the characters' names. But dang. Tyrion's best friend who fought for his honor all the time?
I don't remember.
Oh, I didn't actually watch the Diablo cinematic, so I have no idea. But okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's in it, and it is, like, the graphics and the CG that they put to it is disgustingly good. The textures that they got from, like, things that are meant to look slimy and gross and satanic.
So, like, if they could just become an animation studio and, like, make TV and movies, that'd be great. Like, honestly, I would take an Overwatch series over Overwatch 2.
Wow.
I think
fair
I would.
Enough.
And I'm very excited for Overwatch 2.
Well, besides, because we can skip past it. Go watch the Diablo trailer just because it's beautiful. They also did have gameplay for it's which is confusing because Emma, you were saying the game's not coming out for like 2 years.
Yeah, it's rumored to be like 2022 for the release date, but it was playable at BlizzCon. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Again, they just wanted to get something that wasn't about China in the press. Yeah. And it fucking worked.
Yep.
Everybody forgot about it. Yeah. Everybody forgot about it.
So many people who were like bitching about them the week before are just like, I forgive you.
Welcome to 2019, though, guys.
I saw the Overwatch cinematic and I cried and I was like excited. And I was like, this is my day to be excited, and tomorrow I can go back to being angry, but I will give myself today to be excited because I'm a bad person.
I can't.
It's the same thing. Like, people want to boycott companies like all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, look at Chick-fil-A. You know, they.
I don't eat at Chick-fil-A.
Well, you should tell the rest of the world because there's no cause in the world that could tell me that that spicy chicken sandwich is not the bomb.
But can we talk about Popeyes, though?
What's wrong with Popeyes? No, don't take this from me. What's wrong with Popeyes?
No. I mean, in a good way.
Oh my god, the chicken girl, sandwich. You can't do that to me.
I'm sorry.
You can't. I thought I was. Gonna I almost to stop gave her a heart attack,
guys. No, Popeyes is still.
No, Popeyes is lit.
They're in the clear.
Yeah.
I went to Popeyes last night, and they had signs. For now. They had signs everywhere that said "No more chicken sandwich. Come back tomorrow." And every single sign spelled sandwich wrong.
Oh, that's sad. I still haven't tried it, and I want to. I love Popeyes.
I could talk about chicken forever, but we got to talk a little bit about Overwatch 2. They announced Overwatch 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was a little confusing because one of the rumors that I had heard people talking about was that Overwatch might go free to play.
Hmm.
But that didn't happen. What they did announce is that Overwatch 2 will be a new game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It'll go on store shelves and you'll pay money for it.
Yes.
And it is a single player experience. Or no, sorry. It is a PvE experience. So you can partner up and stuff.
Well, there is a PvE experience.
Is there going to be a single player, though? That's what I heard. Or at least there'd be actual story missions.
Yeah, there's story missions.
There's story missions, and then there's hero missions, and you will be able to play with people online. And those looked really cool. Like, there was... I watched Seagull play through it with, like, XQC and a few other Overwatch League, former Overwatch League pros. And it looked great. And they've made it where you can customize the characters. So, like, Chorbjorn has a ability where he can make little baby turrets and things like that. You know, so it's not just...
We talk about the coolest part.
What was the coolest part to you?
So we're watching the cinematic, right? You're watching it happen. And then toward the end of the cinematic, this thing happens. And, like, they're up against whatever giant Omnic is in front of them. And then Tracer and May decide that, you know, oh, like, I can attach my pulse bomb to your ice thing and then we can go do that. And I was like, oh, that's pretty sick. And then they did another one because Brigitte and Reinhardt come out and they put their shields together. And I was like, is this a thing? We're getting duo ults? You can ult together and have a different ult? And I lost it.
Yeah.
That is the coolest shit I've ever seen.
That's not where I thought you were going with it. I mean, that was cool, but, I mean, did you see Genji's hoodie? That was badass.
So anyway, these duo ults.
What? Genji came out and made the save.
I fucking hate Genji, but that was a sick ass scene.
That was a badass scene. So basically a Gundam comes out of nowhere and starts attacking the city. And Winston's like, we got to get out of here. And so everyone starts running away. And he's going to sacrifice himself.
Oh, I hate Winston as a playable character. And I'm crying because I think they're about to kill. Okay, so the other thing is, this was going to be so cool. I thought, like, I had figured it out before it happened. And I was like, this is going to be fucking sick. When in the cinematic, Winston dies. And then you go to play Overwatch and you can't play Winston anymore.
That would be some Fortnite stuff.
That would be fucking crazy.
That would be pretty awesome. That would be Fortnite.
And then that didn't happen.
Nah, Fortnite would do that.
How dare you?
So, you know, this Gundam shoots at, you know, Winston. You think he's going to die. And then hooded Genji comes out of nowhere and does this badass reflect thing. But that hood is going to sell. Promise you.
All those hoodies.
Sell them hoodies. What's kind of cool. So then Jeff Kaplan, in the most awkward way possible, explained how multiplayer is going to work. So if you own Overwatch 1... you won't have access to any of those story missions or any of the new things like that, the PvE stuff. But you'll get the characters, and you'll be sharing an online space. So people who have Overwatch 2 will basically be playing on the same servers with Overwatch 1 people with the same characters and all that kind of stuff.
And when you get Overwatch 2, all of your skins and things will transfer over.
Oh, yes. God. So everything you have in Overwatch 1 will move on to the multiplayer side of Overwatch 2, and that'll be kind of how they differentiate it. So if you never played a game before, you'd buy Overwatch 2 and get the entire experience.
But if
you have Overwatch 1 and you don't care about the PvE stuff, you're still... So in a way, the multiplayer is still free to play.
Very neat, I guess.
No, because you still have to buy one. I don't know. It's convoluted and crazy. But and then new characters. They showed us kind of two of them. One named Echo, which is...
I yelled.
Did you like Echo?
I was so excited. She flies on screen. She was the one I wanted them to announce. And then we didn't. So the thing is, they showed Echo and they showed Sojourn. They didn't actually show. Like, they showed them in the fact that they were on the screen and we got no information.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They even teased another character named Sojourn, who I guess is like from the comics and things like that. And no, I think in one of the Q&A's, Kaplan said that that'll be a character maybe for Overwatch 2 or something.
Which, like, cool. It's going to be another 3 years.
Yeah, we don't know when
and
that
they're
is.
Already, like, they've been getting shit on for, like, 2 years for not having a black woman in their game.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I saw that.
You've done every other person in the world, and you have 27 characters, and not one of them is a black woman.
Yeah.
Like, and then you finally show one, and you're like, okay, you might get her in 3 or 4 years.
Overwatch, but on that note, they actually, like, when they, I guess, presented the Overwatch characters, that was, like, right after League had announced Senna. So there was a lot of, like, back and forth where people were like, is Overwatch trying to copy League? Because League already had this character planned for a while. Mm-hmm. That's going to be an ADC slash support. So it was like, what y'all doing? And, you know, so it was around the same time, too.
Controversy. Yeah. But that was just a big bummer. It was very anticlimactic. He just went into a thank you and then bounced off the stage. And everyone was just left. No release date. No...
He fully said, he announced, we have no idea when Overwatch 2 will ever come out.
Yeah.
They have no idea. They just wanted to say something to get people's minds off China, and it worked.
Well, I don't even know. Okay, yeah, partially, but they needed something to take people's minds off everything, because last year's BlizzCon was bad. Remember, we were talking about
it.
It
was a rough one.
It was rough. All the mobile games, that became a meme, and it was it went even into this one. Like, if you were in the Twitch chat, it was comical, but... It was.
I always turn that shit off. If you go into like a stream for something big like that, and there's 10,000 people, no, you fucking turn that shit off.
It's a good thermometer just to see
what people are.
It's not though. Yeah. It's not, because the people that are participating don't actually give a shit. The people that are participating are there to troll.
Yeah, to a degree, but you got to see what they're trolling about. It's information, and information is power. The next thing I wanted to talk about is, we've been talking about Mixer. You know, coming up, they signed Ninja to a huge contract, which, you know, kind of, if you go look through the numbers from like Dot Esports and things like that, they're saying hasn't really made a huge impact overall. Ninja's audience follows him wherever he goes, and they're not really trickling down to the other streamers. So then 2 weeks ago about, they announced Shroud, which is another huge streamer. OG, he's been around Twitch forever, and now he swapped over to Mixer. And then this week, Courage with 100 Thieves, huge YouTuber. He's got his hands in everything, a lot of Fortnite content. But he's going to YouTube Gaming.
Yeah.
And shot an insane trailer. 100 Thieves production quality is sick. And him and Nade Shot put together this incredible video. And so now we're seeing them doubling down, picking up where Mixer.
Nobody's going to touch Twitch, though.
You don't think so? What is it going to take? What will it take, Emma?
So the thing, I actually came to this realization on accident, because I was talking with somebody about it, and they were talking about, like, oh, are we worried about ship? We worried about Twitch? Like, is it time to abandon ship? Like, what are we doing? You know, Mixer's really out here, like, spending all this money and, you know, got all this stuff. And I'm like, can we all just talk about the last time that Microsoft decided to make a service to compete with a giant person that had the market share, and everybody was like, they're going to kill it because they're Microsoft. They put all their money back. Well, let me Google what that search engine was.
Is Bing.
Yes.
I thought that was that was Microsoft, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I only thought it was Sony because it was in The Amazing Spider-Man.
No. Like, the same. You go back, 10, 15 years and have the exact same conversation about Bing. And you go back and you have the same conversation about the Zune. Yo. Microsoft doesn't have a great track record with trying to take on competitors that have the market share like this.
What about the Windows phone?
Please.
I forgot. I literally forgot
it existed.
I had
one of those.
Which is why it wasn't on my list.
It was so bad.
I remember
Thank you.
I had the Windows phone and it was amazing. Those live tiles were life-changing.
Okay, when I first got it, I was like, woot-woot like that. But then I couldn't do it. After, like, I had the Razer and then I had the Windows phone and I thought I upgraded.
I loved the Windows phone. I had the HTC, like, Windows Phone 8, and it was incredible, and it was supposed to take over the world, but they just never got the app support. What I think is kind
of... So, yeah, I think the same thing's going to happen with Mixer. Yeah. Like, it's not going to grab the market share, because, like, they keep taking on these Goliaths. Like, Twitch has Amazon. Everything.
Well, they got Amazon.
They have Amazon. But like
Amazon had them.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh. But like Twitch has all of the market share. Yeah. You know, Apple or Google had all of the market share on search engines. Nobody give a fuck about Ask Jeeves anymore.
What's funny is Lost Sheep mentioned it in here. I had a Zune and a Windows phone. And I had the Zune, and my whole thing was, I was like, this thing kicks the iPod's ass.
Yep.
All it needs is a phone, and this thing is going to blow the fuck up, bro.
It's the next big thing.
And then they put a phone on it, and I was like, I'm going to stand this. I stand Windows phone.
Yeah.
And it didn't pay off, man.
So so Corey's gonna start streaming on Mixer, and then
his career will plummet.
Yeah.
So, what do you think about thoughts with like Mixer, YouTube gaming, and Twitch? Like, as far as like audiences go,
Twitch has the biggest audience. Like,
no, I meant like demographic wise.
I think it's the same. I think it's generally the same. The only thing that I would be, and I don't have the analytics on this, so I'm speaking out of my ass right now. The only thing that I would be. I wouldn't be surprised to see is if Twitch had a slightly more diverse demographic because they have the market share and because they have the name recognition that maybe YouTube gaming and Mixer doesn't. YouTube gaming, like, you have to go somewhere else. You can't just go to YouTube and they're like, here's all these YouTube gaming streams.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why they don't do more of that.
Exactly.
You know what's a little scary and maybe a little telling is, you know, we have a Gears of War team on Energy, and they're really fucking good. They're the best in the world. But when I'm watching them, they stream on Twitch. Their official stream
for Gears of War.
For the Gears League was on Twitch. And so that was telling me.
Shows you how much Microsoft's
either. Yeah, maybe they didn't tell their boss, you know, what's going on. Or maybe they don't. They believe it'll hurt the viewership. Maybe. Like, why wouldn't they just make that a Mixer exclusive out the gate? Why was it even a question that it streams to Twitch? It was just one of those anecdotal. Mm-hmm. If I was a Microsoft exec and we're trying to push Gears of War League, I'd want it on Mixer.
Yeah, really.
So kind of strange. I kind of agree. I think the only time I've seen people go exclusive to YouTube gaming is when they've been banned from Twitch. So this is weird that they're going out and actually getting talent. You know what's crazy, and we forget, and this is probably something that's on top of Joey's mind, is that, you know, all the viewership, you know, minutes, we'll call it, on Twitch is infantile compared to YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube still, as far as like content consumed, is huge. People are
and
on
content
that website.
Created.
And content created. You know, so it seems natural that people would watch streams if they maybe tweak their UI to know when people are live.
That's
or
what
make
they
it a
that's
better.
What everybody thought when YouTube that's what YouTube thought when YouTube started YouTube gaming. They're like, everybody comes here for these videos, it's only natural that they'll do that, they'll come to the streams, and then they just didn't.
But I feel like they treated it too much like two separate entities, enough so where it wasn't enough cross traffic. Mm-hmm. If you
and
go
then
to
they
someone's
got rid of the YouTube gaming app, didn't they? They shut that
I think
down.
They did, yeah,
they
did.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was a sad time. Sad but day. But now they're doubling down on, you know, maybe they re-strategized and they're pulling in, you know, these big influencers.
But like, also YouTube doesn't need it. Like, you know, you have the market share, and you know that you have the market cornered on edited video content.
But like, is there a rule for like streaming on the Google Live thing or not on YouTube? What makes me not go on my YouTube and stream on my like YouTube Live or whatever they have? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what's the difference in me? Just
I think it's
going
the same thing mechanically.
To...
I think it's pretty much the same thing. You can do emotes and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I watch just infinite hours of those lo-fi study chill things, you know?
That's why I'm propping up their entire live streaming service of those lo-fi study. Yeah. The girl studying in front of her window.
That's where
I love they're all the same.
I love it.
It's either that or they're Simpsons characters.
Yeah. It was it wasn't The Onion. It was The Hard Times, which is basically like The Onion had an article. It was like... something about like lo-fi girl fails her test after studying for hundreds of hours.
Oh my gosh, that's so
That's fucking good.
That's good.
That's really good. Last story we'll talk about here is China doing China stuff, man. They have banned kids from playing games after 10 p.m. and they're putting caps on microtransaction spending. Crazy story.
Yeah.
I guess a new Chinese law went into place on Tuesday. Has placed extreme limits on the screen times of the nation's youth. Everyone under the age of 18 is now restricted from playing video games for longer than 90 minutes a day or between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m.
So what this story is really about is the resurgence of VPNs for young people in China.
May,
can we just invade China?
I don't know. I've never been more happy to be American. I saw this story and I was like, wow, they can do that? Like,
really?
That's insane.
Really? Of all the shit that China pulls, this is the one.
This is the thing nationwide that makes me really appreciate my Americanhood.
Who needs Tiananmen
I'd rather
Square?
Be Swedish still.
Of all the countries. Like, no, America, man, this is badass. We don't. So these curfew times apply 7 days a week, while the 90-minute time limit applies Monday through Friday. So weekend is when you're going to go hang.
They got to do their homework, man, so they can work in the sweatshops making iPhones.
Jeez.
Dang, he went there.
He went there. The addition to all the controlling the time, they're gonna try and affect the money spent on DLC and microtransactions. So there will be a hard limit set between $28 and $57 a month that users are able to spend on in-game items and extended content.
You shouldn't be spending that much on microtransactions anyway. Exactly. $57 a month.
Wait. So you're saying that they're holding their money too?
Yeah, yes. It's weird. I still
don't think... It's China. They can do whatever they want.
Yeah. I still don't think there should be a law with the cap, but it's also like, don't spend that much on microtransactions.
Anyway, yeah.
That's ridiculous, though, when you think about a 90-minute time limit and the queue times for DPS in Overwatch right now. You're not even guaranteed a game of Overwatch.
Yeah.
So that's... And same thing, like, an RPG? I can't imagine being deep into an RPG and only having 90 minutes a day to hammer that. Like, games are going to last forever.
But single-player games don't need to be online.
There you go, playing offline mode.
Mm. Yeah. Problem solved, man.
Don't forget, Muslim Uyghurs being held in concentration camps in China. That's the real story there. That's the real story there.
But we're talking about the curfew video.
We're talking about the real issues.
We're talking about video games. I'm just gonna throw that out there.
I got a last note, little anecdotal thing that Joey was talking about when he came in. And Call of Duty has made 7 times the amount of money as the Joker film, baby.
Yep. Take that, Joaquin.
I'm sure he's devastated.
Yeah. That, super devastating.
So what was the backstory on that? It came up on one of their like earnings calls, or
I think so. Like they had to.
They were talking with investors. Yeah, they were talking with investors about. It's just like a quarterly thing, and they have to explain to investors in a way they understand, because it's like you got to remember, like, the people that are investing in this aren't gamers. They're fucking rich old people that have a fuck ton of money and are like, apparently this is a way to make money, so I'm going to put it in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they have to explain to these people, you know, how much like. They actually just made. They're like, we need you to know that this is a really big success. So we can't just say, you know, we shipped X amount of games. So they'll be like, okay, well, that sounds like a high number. They're like, okay, so you know that story you do know about that movie that just broke all those records? We shattered that.
Yeah. It's unfortunate because the game is really rough. I finally got a chance to play it last night. Fired the game up, and I got into matches quick, which is cool. The graphics looked great, but the maps, I thought people were... exaggerating. How bad can a map? You always hear people say, oh, the maps are so bad on this game. I wish they were back in my day.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was some of that. Mm-hmm. No, these maps are fucking bad. Really? They're really terrible.
Do you think they would upgrade the maps eventually? Like,
they gotta add some more maps. Yeah. They're gonna or at least fix some of these things.
When I first played this game, I reviewed it on nukethefridge.com. Check it out. I was kind of like in the honeymoon phase of the campaign. Not the campaign. The campaign's great, but the multiplayer, I was just like, yes, there's no jetpacks. There's no futuristic bullshit.
None of this advanced warfare garbage.
Yes, just put me boots on the ground, all that stuff. Lately, I've been playing the matches, and I'm just like, fuck that camper right there. Yep. Fuck that guy just standing there in the shadows because I can't fucking see him.
Yeah.
And it's driving me nuts.
The angles are... endless. Anywhere you're at, you can get shot at from like 6 different directions at any time, which makes it just a camper's paradise right
also,
now.
Also, the shotguns. Oh, fucking shotguns.
Way too powerful. And everybody in the game is fucking wearing clown shoes.
Yes.
You can hear them coming from 3 buildings over.
What?
So, again, if you're camping, you're just sitting there listening for your feet, and then you know exactly where they're coming from, even when they're so far away.
Yeah.
I heard that you have to use like the silent step perk. And I haven't gotten that far to use it, so I couldn't tell you. But I hear that makes it sound like how it should.
Mm. I don't know. Do we hear the teammates' footsteps, too? Because I always feel like I do, but I don't know. It's confusing.
I do that a lot. Yeah, if I hear footsteps, you can hear I think you hear your teammates,
That's
too.
Such bullshit. Let's just stop.
It's rough, man. And a lot of the people on Twitter, and it's just the popular opinion right now, is that the game is not in a good state currently. Mm-hmm. And I think it's even kind of hitting the pro level as well. So they got this Call of Duty League coming up. They got some time, hopefully, to make some pivots and changes so that, you know, it doesn't hinder the viewership experience for that. Yeah. The pros got to feel good about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, otherwise they're going to go on Twitter and roast the game.
Yeah.
No good.
I was that guy last night. I said, you know what? I'm going to equip this shotgun with the grip and the hollow sight. And I'm just going to go to town, baby.
And did you equip the noob tube, too?
No, I didn't.
Claymores, too, I guess, are really ridiculous.
Oh, claymores are everywhere.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Well, that's our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. We went a little bit over, but I hope you guys are okay with that. I apologize if this really threw off your guys' mojo that you have when you listen to Video Game Bang. If you like the show, you can rate it 5 stars on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora Radio, Audio Boom, Audio Adrenaline, anywhere you can find podcasts, basically, you can find this show. If you can rate it 5 stars, we greatly appreciate it. And if you already listen to the show and you enjoy it and you've already rated it 5 stars, well, first of all, you a G. Second of all, you should be watching us live on Wednesdays. I can confirm Wednesdays. Saturdays are up for debate, you know, until I get this fatherhood stuff figured out. But you can watch us live. You can hang out in the chat. We can, like, the great people like, what's his name, Slate Roney, Lost Sheep, good old Ninja hanging out in the chat, our boy Skip and Tosh, Special Cases. We had some new people showing up, too. Shout out, who are you guys, Joey?
Smash JT.
Vanilla Soup.
Vanilla Soup.
Yeah.
Miss Click.
Miss Click Live Verified. What the?
Oh, let's she's go. Huge, man. You let's gotta go. Check her out.
So thank you guys so much for watching the show live, and go back and check out the archives if you had fun. Let's start with Emma Skies. What you promoting?
I can finally fucking stream again.
Let's go.
Catch me tomorrow afternoon, hopefully, if I get everything set up. Noon. Friday, noon. We start in Death Stranding. Gonna play Friday afternoon.
You poor thing.
Work, Saturday afternoon before work, and then Sunday all day long.
So Death Stranding is gonna take you away from Outer Worlds?
It is. I'm gonna have to play as much as I can tomorrow so that I can get on it on Friday.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward just to like seeing the decisions you made on Outer Worlds. I love the game so much. Lexi, what's going on with you?
Okay, I'll try to stream this weekend.
I love how we're seeing your progress.
Oh, thank you.
Every time it's appreciate getting a little closer.
I'll try to stream on Saturday, so make sure to follow me on Twitter, LexiJPR. I don't have a cam, but I'll stream some League, so you guys can see me play.
I love streaming without a camera.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have a laptop webcam?
I do, but it's horrible. It's really bad.
I don't. I hate streaming with the camera. It's so much less stress. Maybe you wean your way into it.
But it's so bad. Yeah. Like, it's so grainy. So
okay.
Follow me there.
Joey, my man, besides the Sacramento Gamers Expo, which is going on December 8th, 2019, what's the name of that convention center? Do you remember?
The Scottish Rite
Center. Oh, the Scottish Rite Center. Yes. Right there on H Street.
Yes.
So go check that out. The tickets are available now. You can hang out with great guests like the Sega Pluto 1 prototype, Kenny James, Kellen Goff, who'd you say? C. Andrew Nelson, Darth Vader. Black Nerd Comedy, Video Game Bang is going to be there. We got some new blood, too. This Pixel Game Squad is going to be hanging out there. These new kids, new fangled kids are going to be on the block. But Joey, what you going to be doing out there, and where can people watch your YouTube content?
Well, you're not going to find me streaming anytime soon, so...
Well, scrap that one.
But I do got a video coming out on my channel, youtube.com/ferriswheelpro. While you wait for it, check out all my videos that I've uploaded within the past few weeks. Trying to do every week. It's tough, but I know I can pull through.
I believe in you, man. I believe in you. When's the collab with Hobo Johnson coming?
Never.
Damn. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. For Joey, Lexi, Emma Skies, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.